wish I could do whatever I want, like Mom and Dad. Everybody's telling me what to do, and I'm tired of it.
You might not see it, but your mom and dad are doing what Jesus says they should do. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. As always, my name is Zach. Being a kid can be really hard, right? After all, your parents are always giving you chores and telling you what to do, and even your teacher gives you homework. But they don't make you do all those things just to be mean. No, they're helping you learn to be responsible and hopefully helping you grow closer to God. It's the goal that the Apostle Paul writes about in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. He said, "That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Now let's listen to our story. It's called On Track. Hudson was working on his electric train set when Dad joined him in the basement. "How's the train project coming along?" he asked. "Good," said Hudson. "It's almost ready to run." "All right," said Dad. "And how was school today?" Hudson frowned. "I got in trouble for coming in late from recess again, and Miss Cooley gave me extra math homework because I didn't do the homework she assigned yesterday." He sighed. "Everybody's always on my case. I wish I could just do whatever I wanted, like you and Mom." "Hmm," said Dad. "Well, Hudson, let's see how your train runs." He reached over and pressed the start button, and the train began moving. "Wait, what are you doing? I don't have all the tracks down yet," exclaimed Hudson. "It's going to crash." As he spoke, the train rounded the turn and rolled off the track, falling on its side. Hudson sighed. "I knew that would happen." "So the train needs the tracks," said Dad. "Otherwise, it doesn't get where it's supposed to go, right?" Hudson nodded. "Yeah." "Well, God's path for your life is like those tracks," said Dad. "He sent Jesus to die for you so you could have a relationship with Him for all eternity. And He is patiently building your character and shaping you to be more like Jesus so others can see His love in you. He does that for each one of His children. But when we insist on doing things our own way and disobey the people He puts in our lives to help us learn, we get off track. And when that happens, we need to ask Him to forgive us and set us right again." Dad picked up the train and set it back on the track. "It may seem like Mom and I can do whatever we want because we're adults, but that's not true. We're just further down on our life track than you are and have already learned many of the things God is still teaching you, like responsibility. But we still need His guidance and forgiveness just as much as you do." "Okay, Dad," Hudson said as he put another piece of the track in place. "I'll trust God to help me stay on track." So, how about you? Do you get tired of people telling you what to do? Do you ever wish you could do whatever you wanted? Remember that God has placed people in your life to teach you what He wants you to learn. As you get older, you'll have more freedom in making choices, but you'll have more responsibilities too. And that's why you need to depend on God to help you stay on track. So trust Him to lead you along life's path in the way He wants you to go. Our key verse, once again, Colossians chapter 1, verse 10.
"That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God."
And our key thought for today, trust God's path for your life.
Are you looking for a devotional book for your family? Keys for Kids is perfect. You can read it with your family in less than 10 minutes each day. And you can sign up for a one-year subscription for free. Help your family grow closer to God and each other. Sign up at keysforkids.org/subscribe.
I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.